something to the rector or to the scientific council of the university. Well, and in case they are right, something has to be done. They have a say in the administration of the university.
Did you have situations where students show the irrelevancy of subject matter?
Sure. Oh, we have this. Oh, yes. Surely. Especially, you see, for teachers, our young students, they don't consider it necessary for their curriculum to, let's say, study, for instance, the history of the French language. They say, well, if we are standing in front of our classes, we teach everyday French and not the history of the French language. And that's why they wanted to get rid of this special course.
Do the students object to the study of Marxism here? I'll tell you why I'm asking that question. In 1930, I was in the Soviet Union, and I saw a lot of university students then. In fact, some of them were my students in English. And they, many of them, objected very strongly to the study of Marxism. You must also remember that those students were still children of the bourgeoisie, and they were terribly rebellious against them.
Yeah.
Well, at that time I wasn't very politically minded myself. I was also a young student, and I didn't see why they should be forced.
Yeah.
And I asked the head of the of the Committee for Cultural Relations with Foreign Countries, why must they study? Our students are not forced to study, so they're only forced to study some subjects. Well, this to us is an important subject right now.
Yeah.
And we force them to study it now.
Well, I would say there are, of course, some of our students who don't like to study Marxism and Leninism too much. But don't forget the situation. These are youngsters who didn't see what was going on in Germany before the war, and they didn't even experience the wartime. Our living standard is relatively good, I would say. And therefore they say, well, why shall we study? Marxism, Leninism. Let's study our main subject, and that's it. And then we'll join the rest of our population in building up a better...
And out of God's heaven. and the promise of Israel is then recalled. Now Jesus had wandered for any wind, like a star in the sky or a bird on the wing, or all of God's angels in heaven for to sing. Well, he surely could have had you, 'cause he was the king. Oh, I wonder, as I wander up under the sky, how Jesus our Savior was born for to die. For poor, ordinary people like you and like us, I wonder, as I wonder, how then is the sky?
From the Roger Wagner Chorale and Sally. 3 o'clock moon here.
Thank you.
this amount of money.
Thank you.
correct?